I mean, you want to talk about, like, New York legend. Like, we're walking around the Bronx with the legend and Chaz. You know what I mean?
All right, it's Monday. It's the Chaz Palminteri Show. Don't forget, if you never saw the one-man show, come to see it, chazpalminteri.net. Come and see it. It's the show that started it all.
In 1989.
In 1989. That's my son, Dante. Who is my guest?
Back again. He kept trying to get me. My agent kept saying no, but they put in a good offer.
Finally got through. My son, Dante, is back.
Did he send his driver?
He sent his driver. I told him he has to pick me up. But he couldn't make it happen.
So Bobby drove all the way to California to pick
my
you
son
up.
Lives in Bobby Beverly Hills, did. California.
And you know what? Bobby would. That's the kind of guy Bobby is.
How do you
is.
Like living in Beverly Hills, don't they?
Beverly Hills is very nice. It's very nice.
They you
don't
like living
they
there?
Don't fuck around in Beverly Hills. Well, they got right. a drone. They got a drone that flies overhead.
And but there's a lot of crime in Beverly Hills. Not Beverly Hills, in California, yeah. But not in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is a little different, you know? We found a great apartment, jumped on it. I got a great neighbor. Beverly Hills is nice, very nice.
So the cops don't mess around there?
They don't mess around.
What's the drone for?
To find these motherfuckers. Someone breaks into your apartment, someone tried to break into my apartment, and I called the police, and the guy goes, "We have the drone overhead now looking." I was like, "Oh shit, you guys got a drone?" And then the guy goes, "Yeah, my name is like Ricky. Call me back and ask for me if you need anything else." They were great. Shout out to the Beverly Hills Police. They're on it.
How do you like living in California, don't they?
I like it. It's very nice.
What's the difference? Well, you think you're going to stay there the rest of your life?
No.
You want to move back here in the East Coast?
Yeah, California is not a place I can see myself being
really
permanently. Yeah, no, I'm an East Coaster. People are too happy over there. You walk into a place, you go, "How you doing?" They go, "I'm well. How are you?" And you're like,
you like the edge. You like the edge of the East Coast.
The East Coast edge. Yeah.
So now everybody knows you're an actor. You're also a singer-songwriter.
You know.
You went to Berklee School of Music. Do you enjoy the acting, singing? I think you enjoy both, whatever comes, right?
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got a movie. You did a movie that's coming out. What's the name of that movie, the short movie?
It's called Experts in a Dying Field, directed by Mitch Camarda. It's got Amada Santé, Jay Cannavale. It's very good. It's a poker movie. Poker, relationships, very fun.
Fun movie.
Yeah, you have experience with movies too. What do you think about...
I've done a few things.
How do you feel about short movies? I love short movies.
I like short movies. A lot of short movies turn into very big successes. Some of them turn into success. Some of them... You know, let me tell you something. Robert De Niro saw a short movie. He saw this movie called The Landlord with Joe Pesci, because he was looking for somebody to play his brother in Raging Bull. And he saw that movie, and that's how Joe Pesci got the part. So you never know.
It's always good
to be in the... You did another movie called Rocky's Deli, right?
Yeah, that was a couple... That was about a year and a half ago.
But that hasn't come out.
That has not come out. We're still waiting for that to come out.
Okay.
These are squeaky chairs.
I know. I got to fix these chairs.
Not for nothing. You got this whole studio? Now, you can't get some chairs?
I know. If anybody wants to hear your music, where do they go?
They could just go to my Instagram and they'll find links for everything.
And your Instagram is Dante?
Dante Palminteri, yeah.
Dante Palminteri.
D-A-N-T-E, and then the last name. You're here, so you have the last name.
You have the last name, Palminteri.
You have the last name. What's new with you, you know?
No. You're the guest.
I don't know.
You're the guest.
What, okay. A guy can't catch up with his old man?
What's this old man shit?
What's new? What's going on? I've been in L.A.
Where did you get... Now, people know that we like to go hunting. That's a Sitka. Sitka's got great equipment.
Sitka.
Great clothes, right?
Great clothes. The best.
I would say the best clothes.
The best clothes.
Camouflage, the great camouflage, made by hunters.
For hunters.
For hunters. And that's the truth because, you know, we go bow hunting. My son and I, we like to go bow hunting. And we eat everything we shoot. You know, deer, venison.
Even the people.
When you pull back, not a sound, nothing.
Not a sound.
Nothing.
Not a sound.
Not a sound. Those clothes are pretty amazing.
Usually you hear... When right. you pull it back, those clothes?
Nothing.
Silent.
Silent and warm.
Silent as the laughter yeah, that nothing, you aren't having.
And Dante and I, we get nothing for this. But Sitka, you want any hunting outfits? Best. Camouflage, best.
All right, we giving out free commercials now?
Nah, that's all right.
What's People the... pay a lot of money for this airtime.
Yes, they do. But you know what? Sometimes you got to just give it away. We got to give it away. We bought give a lot away. Of clothes there. We enjoyed it very much.
We do.
Now, what about, do. What's it, now, you know, remember we talked about that? What about hunting that you like?
Very primal.
It's primal.
Very primal. You know, I was sick of, I was living in the city and I was sick of just, you go on your phone and you hit a button and a fucking steak can come to your door. There's such a disconnect. Yeah. Such a disconnect from the food, from nature. And you look at how my nonna grew up.
Yeah.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, you ask her how you know, doing laundry. She had to go to a river.
So take me through the process of hunting. It's something that I've never done before. So like, how would I start? Like, what do you guys
it's
do?
It's a pretty wild experience. Well, the first thing is you got to figure out, well, where? There's public land. There's private land. Around here in kind of, you know, southern New York, a lot of people, a lot of your friends have like a big, big acres. A lot of acres, so...
Yeah.
You can find
we're fortunate. I have we go hunting on my property, on our property.
Yeah, yeah, but sometimes. You have some friends even more upstate where it's like you get some serious acreage up there.
Yeah, 1,000 acres, 20,000, yeah. I mean pretty.
You know, you gotta go get you're in, you gotta go get a license.
Right.
You have to go pass a test to get your license, at least in New York. Mm. I did. Accuracy test, just like general knowledge.
Yes.
And then
I mean,
you
do
got,
you like bow hunting or do you like gun hunting?
I like both. I really do.
Gun's a little cheating. Unless
it's still really fucking hard.
It's still hard.
I mean, bow hunting is like up to 11.
Bow hunting is like, wow. You got to get close. You got to sneak up on them. You got to be in a tree. Wait for them to come to you.
Or you got to, some people do this, the stop and stalk. And,
you, oh,
and
my
they,
God. You got to make a great shot. Otherwise, forget it.
But when you have that bow back and you're at full draw... Someone could ask you your name, you won't know. There is such like a...
Concentration.
There is such like this thing that takes over where you're like, this is what we're made to do. We're not made to sit on a couch and get chicken, you know, chicken delivered to your fifth floor walk up in Midtown or
There's something,
you know, Greenwich Village.
Remember Dante, when we hunted a wild boar and then we, a few days later, we did everything. Had the, you know, quartered the boar and everything. And then we ate the boar, and it was delicious. Dante actually cooked it. And there was a feeling, right? It was like...
It's kind of a weird feeling. You're like, I did this shit.
Like, I just killed this animal.
I'm capable of doing this.
Respect to the animal. We always have respect for the animal.
Of course. But that's...
And that's why anything we shoot, we eat.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Do you feel like it tastes better if you shoot it or...
I mean, cooking game is really hard, actually.
Oh, that's hard.
That's like
game?
That's super difficult. Mm. It's a totally different thing.
Right.
I did some good, you know, some recipes sucked. That's never fun. But we had two big dogs, so it was still eaten. It was still consumed.
Right.
I made one thing, a venison backstrap. I like butterflied it and filled it with cream cheese, bacon, and jalapenos and spices. Then you tie it back up.
Yeah.
That
was amazing.
It was a recipe from How to Barbecue Right on YouTube. There's a guy who's just like the barbecue master, and he had this recipe, and I did it just like that, and it was so, holy shit.
Wow.
Remember that? People are going, what is this?
I'm like, is this? Yeah,
that's venison. They go, but then the best question is, where'd you get venison? You're like, I
shot it. And they went, what?
And you go, yeah. And then they go, with what? And you're like, bow and arrow.
Oh, you got to feel cool.
Yeah.
You feel so fucking cool, man. You feel so cool.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, I have to admit that because you're eating the animal that you slayed and obviously...
That you slayed?
Yeah, that's not a word. I mean, it is a word, but...
I mean, you did slay
it. But you harvested.
Yeah.
But there's a way about it that...
Is this the Dark Ages?
That's true.
We have slayed the stag.
Mark me well.
Turkey.
We have slain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Hunting's really fun. It's fun because it sucks. You know what I mean? What do you like mean? You're in the fucking blind. It's cold. It's freezing. It's November. The right. wind is going.
Right.
It's 5 in the morning. You've been up for the past hour sitting right. there.
It's great when you finally when you make day. A score, right?
I mean, the first time I went deer hunting with the bow, I mean, I was in the blind for 6 days.
Yeah.
6 days?
6 days.
6 days. I mean, you're there 6 days.
Not in a row. I mean, on and off.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was like 4 days, and then I got depressed, and then I went back, and then I got depressed, and then I went back, and then it was there. But the last day, the day where I got it, I mean, I was there for 6 days from 4 till, like, just when it starts to get dark, so, like, around 5.
It is hard.
But then the 6th day, I got in the tree stand, and, like, the sun came up. Deer walked then right there.
First 10 minutes.
Within the first 30 minutes, I was like, holy shit.
About 35 yards away, and you made a bow shot that was double lung.
It was double lung, just skim the heart. If I could be guaranteed that every shot would be like this for the rest of my life, I would take it.
I mean,
within 10 seconds, done.
He moved 5 yards, dropped.
Right away. It was weird. You're like, That's buck fever. When you're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
you're going to just relax, and then when the deer comes out, a lot of times, John, this will happen. Deer, they're fucking smart. Yeah. People don't know how smart these things are. They'll kind of look up, and they stomp the ground.
That's the
go
the,
home.
The doe.
Go home.
The doe will look, smell something, and then stomp the ground.
They go. If that happens, you go home.
Just go, but she's telling the big guy. The buck not to come in.
She's telling the any deer in the area.
In the area.
We got a hunter.
We got a hunter.
Wow. Right here. It's no one book. No one fuck around at this area.
Like, let's get out of here. And they go.
Go home.
And then after that, just...
You won't see another deer. You'll see him like kind of...
Yeah.
On the outside, looking, then just
take off.
You
might as well get down from the stand and go home.
But they know that you're there.
They're so smart. When we went one time, I was sitting there maybe like 3 hours just staring. Just staring.
Right.
And finally, my eyes adjusted, and I realized I'm staring at 5 deer in front of me.
It's amazing.
The camouflage that these animals have actually is wild. You've never seen anything like it. You're just like, oh, shit, they're right there. I didn't even notice.
Sometimes you turn your head. We talk for a second quietly. Then you turn your head back. They're all there. You go, you didn't hear anything? You didn't see anything?
They're fast and stealthy.
They're so fast, and they're... like when humans are walking through the woods, it's the loudest, smelliest thing. We just like walk with our boots, so slow. Every animal's like, there's totally a person coming right over there, like half a mile away.
Right.
Deer, they're flying, they're quiet. Anyway, hunting's fun.
Hunting is fun.
I think. What's your dream hunt?
My dream hunt.
You know what mine would be?
Yeah, what?
Like caribou in British Columbia, or elk in British Columbia.
Elk.
Elk.
Yeah.
Like.
With a bow.
Yeah.
With a bow. Yeah.
That's, elk in British Columbia.
Hey, that's hard.
And can in those mountains, those big, huge mountains, mountain ranges, blizzard coming down. It's just you and a bow and arrow.
In a blizzard?
In a blizzard.
Oh, let's calm down here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta worry about but you know people don't realize that after you kill the animal, that's when the work starts.
That's when the work starts. Now you have a dead,
1,700 pound animal. They gotta cut them up
before the bears come.
You better hope the bears don't come.
And the bears will fuck you up.
Oh yeah, I think my dream hunt. I would like to hunt a moose, a big moose
big
with
moose.
A bow.
With a bow?
Yeah, in Canada.
Now don't forget, a moose will. They'll charge you.
A moose will mess you up.
A moose will hit you. Get a good shot on a moose. They'll look at you. Go.
They'll charge.
You just shoot me.
Well, I have to go by myself. Can I have a guy in there with a 45-70 next to me?
That's what you want. You want a serious guy.
I want
next
a guy
to you.
There with a 45-70 right near me.
You know what? We got to get better at fishing.
We got to go fishing.
We don't fish.
Anybody listening to this podcast? If you're a great fisherman, we fish a little bit, but we like to.
They call them anglers. Did you know that? Fishermen. I didn't know that.
You want to go deep sea fishing?
Yeah, tuna.
Tuna.
I know a guy in Martha's Vineyard. He lives in where they shot Jaws on Martha's Vineyard. And
right.
He goes out 600 miles, and they fish for.
Now you go out to Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod, 600 miles, that's right? Not... Your girlfriend is from there.
Yeah.
Chloe's from there. So, I mean, I just want to know, is it true that in Cape Cod, in a certain areas, they don't go in the water?
Not really.
Because of the sharks.
Yeah, big great white sharks. The highest concentration of great white sharks is in Chatham, Massachusetts.
Are you kidding?
It's right there, yeah.
In the world?
Yeah, Chatham. They'll get you. Oh, they'll get you. A lot of, you see the seals? And once you see the seals, you're like, nope. I mean, we'll go into the water, like a bunch of us at once, but...
Up to where?
I mean, we'll go in, but you have to know, like, are there sharks here? Is a conversation. Someone wants to look it up, like, when was the last shark sighting? They have planes, you'll see the planes go by.
Really?
They're looking for sharks. Oh, yeah.
But you'll go in the water up to your neck?
If there hasn't been shark sightings. I mean, they're pretty good about it.
Really?
They kind of have it down.
Well, they also have drones that patrol the sky.
Yeah, they're ready. Yep. They know. And if there's a shark, no one will be in the water, and people will say, hey, they found some great white sharks, da 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 da. In Martha's Vineyard, we go to this place called Menemsha Haba, as they say. And that's where they shot Jaws.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Jaws terrified a lot of people right after it came out. I don't think anybody went swimming.
Right? You remember that? Remember when Jaws came out?
Let me tell you something. When Jaws came out, I used to go in the water. And I swear to God, I would dive. I would look underneath the water, I'd swim underwater, and I would hear boom, 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 boom. And I have to get out. It frightened the shit out of everyone. Everyone.
Yeah.
You have no idea what that movie did to people. It ruined me going in the water. I went in the water. I used to have to get right out because every time I went in the water, I kept hearing the music. I swear to God.
A lot of people were traumatized by.
By Jaws?
Yeah, they really were.
There was a woman in South Africa who just was killed by a shark, like last week.
Really?
Yeah, like two tiger sharks, I think.
Wow, they've been seeing a lot of sharks in New York.
Really?
Yeah, over the past, I think last summer they had like something like 15 sharks sightings.
Where?
And one of them was a great white.
I don't think any animal terrifies me as much as a great white shark.
Now, if you go to Cape Cod and they said, there hasn't been a sighting in a week.
Yeah.
You would say okay.
Yeah, they say, all right, you're good.
What about if they said yesterday there was a shark attack?
Well, they'll tell you, like, fucking chill.
What?
They'll tell you, chill out.
They said, don't go in.
Well, they can't tell you not to go in, but it's like, there was a shark here. It's right here. Don't go in.
Wow.
But then you have a couple beers and you forget about it. You go in.
Yeah, they had shark sightings in Rockaway Beach a few times this year. They had to close down the beach.
Oh, shit.
And I think they were great whites, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's scary.
Whoa. That is scary, right?
They got the taste for Italians.
So, speaking of Italian, this is actually what I'm curious about, and I feel like it would be good to talk about on the podcast. Let's talk about when we went to the Bronx and we filmed the episode with your dad and Colin Quinn.
That was fun.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit like what we did.
That was very fun.
Oh, that was great to do that with Colin, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the episode's out right now, but I mean, it was really cool getting to see like where he grew up, and I bet you it's a completely different area than when he grew up.
I mean, you want to talk about like New York legend. Like, we're walking around the Bronx with the legend and Chaz. You know what I mean? And we're seeing all the great places.
Mm.
I'm trying to upset you.
I know, I heard it.
Yeah, okay.
That's why you're not upsetting me. Go ahead.
My best. Yeah. I'll get him at some point.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And there was that crazy guy. You probably edited that part out. There was a crazy guy following us for like probably three blocks.
Yeah, they're all nuts.
Muttering something and yelling that he's like, that was fun.
Well, listen, you introduced me to Gino's Pastries. I have never been there before.
Oh, yeah. Gino's Pastries is the
spot. Ah, Jerome's. Jerome. At great cannolis, great cappuccino. Joanne is a cappuccino queen.
I'll know. If it's you could give me 10 cannoli.
Blindfold
it, and just by
grabbing it,
the feel, I can know. There's a flick test to know if a cannoli, all right, everybody. There's a test to know if a cannoli is fresh or not. Mm. Now, when a cannoli has been in the fridge, the exterior shell will become soft. It'll become a little like mouchard. A little mushy.
Mushy. Yeah.
Soft. Right? And the cream will become like kind of hard, kind of callous.
Kind of cakey.
A little cake. That's a good word. Cakey. Yeah, it's cakey. Not creamy. It'll it's get this creamy. Cakey film over it.
Once so, it's refrigerated.
Once it's ruined. They're ruined. You lose the crunch. You lose the brittleness of the cannoli shell.
Right.
And the cream becomes cakey. So when you go get a cannoli, you want to flick it, or you want to just give it a little, like, you know, a little one of these.
And you want the person to fill up the cannoli thing right there in front
yes,
of you.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People if don't realize that.
When you get a cannoli, I've had so many people, I try this one, and I grab it, and I'm like, that was old, that was in a fridge. Why am I, what, why do I want to eat that? You want the cannoli, your first bite needs to be like an emergency to get a napkin, because the thing is falling apart. That's what you want. If it maintains the bite shape of the cannoli shell, it has been refrigerated and you are being bullshitted.
Now, what's your expectation when it comes to cannoli cream? Because I've been to some places that fill the cannoli up, and I've been to other places that just put cannoli cream on the outside of it.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
They're trying to skim you. They're trying to save on their bottom line by cutting out the middle. That is, they are taking shortcuts.
Oh, I hate that.
And I will not be returning to that establishment.
Because
I know
into it, the middle just... It folds in.
No.
And there's nothing there.
Oh, no, no. They're scamming you.
They're trying to get a little extra. They're skimming off the top.
Yeah, because if they do that on enough cannolis, if they do that on one and two cannolis, they save money for a...
You should give them like a dollar less.
Yeah.
I'm paying for a 100% cannoli. That is a subpar pastry.
Yeah, not half a cannoli, the whole thing.
Now, what was that other thing from Gino's you told me to get?
The pinoli, it's my favorite one.
Pinoli cookies. Ah, but there's pinoli cookies from China, the cheap ones.
Those are not good, and you can taste the difference.
You
can
taste.
You got to get the pine nuts from Italy.
From Italy.
You got to get the real ones.
So when you get pinoli cookies, folks, ask. These are not the ones from China, are they? These are from Italy.
You can tell if you crack it, if it just kind of like a biscuit just like cracks. It don't eat it. It's got to be a little... Pinoli's opposite. Has to be a little give. Texture is very important.
And what was that other thing you were telling me about that has the cannoli cream?
Oh, the Dinoli. No, the Dinoli is excellent. The Dinoli is excellent, not because of the donut, not because of the cannoli cream, but because of the temperature. So you have the hot donut and the cold cannoli cream, and that combination creates a tornado of deliciousness.
My son couldn't... been a chef.
No, I'm not a chef. I just, if you're going to eat pastries, if you're going to eat something that's like not good for you, why eat it that's when it's not that good?
How do you feel about when people go, oh, wait a minute, this is tofu cream and it's just like a real cannoli?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
You don't
want
to hear
leave
that.
Me alone. Leave me alone with your abomination dessert. I don't want it.
You don't want it.
If I'm going to eat dessert, I'm going to eat dessert. You know what I mean? If I'm going to eat dessert, I'd rather not have dessert. I'd rather not have it.
You don't want no like...
No.
Tofu cream.
This is a vegan... In LA, there's a lot
of this.
It's
just like a real cannoli.
Yeah, people who say that are people who haven't had the real one in so long, they forgot what it tastes like.
Yeah. And you just go, no. How about raviolis? You like Bogatti raviolis?
Bogatti is the king. Bogatti ravioli reigns supreme. Yeah.
Is that the one that we went to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. Oh, Colin called me up and said, the raviolis, forget it.
Ravioli, now, with a lot of pasta, it's very important to cook it al dente, but ravioli is especially important to make sure it's al dente. Because then the top breaks open and the ricotta falls out.
Right.
And you have like a empty, it's, no.
No.
It needs to be nice and al dente, nice and firm, but you could still, it's great. When I was in school, if they served ravioli, they would ask you, how many do you want?
Mm.
I'd be like,
how many do you want?
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
You just fucking fill it up. What do you mean? Like, four.
Four. Now, obviously you're used to Nona, where every 3 feet there was a plate of something.
Yeah.
And mom is very similar.
Mom is like that too. How about this? As a famous guy, what do you do when you walk into a restaurant and someone goes, oh, you have to try this thing that we make. It's our signature dish. It's delicious. And they give it to you and it sucks.
I, that,
What do you say? Do you tell now? Do you tell them?
No, no. Especially, I'm not going to go back anymore. I'm not going to see them again. So I'll just say, no, no, it was terrific. If I'm going to see them a lot or talk to these people, I say something. Yes.
Yeah. You have to tell them, like, look.
I say, you know what?
You can't be serving this food
gotta
to people.
I got to be honest with you, but it's not for me.
I feel like that's valuable. It's constructive criticism to make their product better.
Right. Yeah. I think if you really don't care about them, you say nothing because now it's like, now you're going to continue selling this thing. Other than Italian food, what's your favorite cuisine?
Other than Italian, I would have to say I really like Indian food.
Indian food is great.
Mm-hmm. I like Indian food
Indian food almost sent me to the hospital.
Yeah, and I'm not a big spice person.
I was in London. I went to a restaurant called Dishoom.
And I like Thai food.
Thai's good. I went to a restaurant called Dishoom, and I asked the waitress if this was like really spicy, and she was like, no, just a little. Holy shit.
So it wasn't bad.
I don't know. I couldn't taste anything.
It was that hot.
I thought my head was going to...
Well, did you tell them, look, I can't eat this?
I mean, you don't want to be like that guy.
Oh, I can't. You see, when you go to a restaurant, if the food's not good, do you tell the
people? No, it was great. No, the restaurant's tremendous. I was just a little too ballsy. They know how to do spice. They'll fuck you up. You got to be careful.
Right.
She noticed and she came over. She brought me a big thing of yogurt. I like drank it. I thought I had to. I almost thought I had to go to the hospital. It was so hot. I thought I was dying.
Really?
You know what food I love? You ever have Georgian food?
No.
No.
Georgian food is probably the most underrated.
Really? Food. What is Georgian food, don't they?
Georgian food? Oh, man. It's kind of like a mix of Asian food and Middle Eastern food and European food. Like, they have dumplings, like soup dumplings, and it's like they have this thing called Hajapuri, which is like a pizza. There's a great restaurant in Brooklyn called Guest House, if you ever want to try some of the most outrageous Georgian food ever. Don't even order anything. You just say, "What? Bring out whatever," and they'll bring you out something that is
really
next level.
Wow.
You walk in, you'll be the only not Georgian or Russian person
there. I
gotta
be honest with you. I've never eaten Georgian food. I've never been to a Georgian restaurant.
Oh, a Georgian restaurant.
They have them?
Oh, yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's not Russian.
No, it's very not Russian. Very not Russian. Yeah, but Georgian food's great. Yeah. If you were on a first date again and you had to make a dish for a girl to impress her, what would you make? And it has to be a real dish. It can't be like a DiGiorno pizza.
Well, I make good sauce. I would make linguine pomodoro, linguine with pomodoro and shrimp. I can make that. I can make chicken parmesan. I can make that.
He's talking a big game.
I can make that. I mean, you know, you want to get a little crazy. You know? I mean, I've made those things before. You know, saute the cutlets, put on them.
You do this with your other family?
Now,
I don't do it here because mom's such a great cook. You know, come on.
If they had to go to Chaz Palminteri's restaurant, what would you tell them to get?
My restaurant is great. I mean, I have great chicken parmesan. I got great a Bronx tail. It's a lobster tail with it's kind of a burgundy sauce.
And there's one item on the menu. We won't tell you what it is, but if you order it, he will come and do one act of his one-man show.
Oh,
for
I will not.
You just have to keep ordering and you'll find
it. Well, the Bronx tail is a great dish. Clams, scallops, lobster, linguine. Oh, God. A lot of people get that.
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite probably, yeah. A Bronx tail.
Would that be your go-to?
If I ate too much that day, I won't. But sometimes if I don't eat that much that day, I'll go there and have the Bronx tail, yeah.
Dante, what would your go-to be?
What's your go-to Italian meal, Dante?
Go-to Italian meal or at the restaurant? My go-to Italian meal, if I had to have one more meal before I die,
yeah,
it's a very specific meal.
What is it?
It would be Borgatti ravioli
with
my nonna's sauce and her meatballs. But my nonna has since passed, so I cannot have that anymore. So the next best thing will just be Borgatti ravioli.
Bugatti Raviolis on 187th Camberling Avenue.
You know what's great? And Madonia bread.
Oh!
You have to get two loaves because you'll eat one on the way home.
The Madonia olive loaf bread.
Something else.
The prosciutto bread, the cheese bread, the regular bread.
You'll be so swollen after.
Gino's pastry.
But it's so worth it.
Oh, my God. And how about the mozzarella?
Casadella mozzarella. Now, if you're cooking, hang on. If you're cooking, you never want to get fresh mozzarella.
Yeah.
You never want to get the fresh mozzarella. Too watery. Okay? Yeah. You need to tell them what you're doing with it. Are you eating it? If you want to eat it, you got to get the fresh mozzarella. But if you're cooking with it, you want the dried one.
Because there's
too much moisture. If you make a lasagna and you put the mozzarella, it's going to get watery. You're going to get lasagna soup.
Right.
Which has been a thing, but you're going to get accidental lasagna soup.
That's true.
Which is what my next album is actually going to be called.
If you just want to cut pieces of...
accidental lasagna soup.
If you just want to cut lasagna, you just want to have it. It's spectacular.
You mean mozzarella?
Mozzarella, right.
Yeah. You know what I love? Caciocavallo. You ever have that cheese? Remember that cheese that Tootsie Louie would bring back?
Oh,
Caciocavallo cheese. I think it was definitely not legal how he brought it back, but he brought it back.
And how about Mike's Deli when you want a big sandwich?
That's my guy.
That's your guy's Mike.
Dave's my guy. I took my girlfriend there on our second date.
Right.
And I was like, she goes, what do we order? I said, nothing.
Don't order. Just say, we're hungry.
And Mike, Dave hooked me up.
Right.
Mike's Deli was the spot. If date spot, you go to Mike's Deli.
Right.
And you want to sound cool? You go to Arthur Avenue in the Bronx with your date.
Right.
If you're like not from New York, you don't know about this place. That's where you go. You don't go anywhere else. Don't take a girl to some like bullshit expensive restaurant on the Upper East Side. You just go to Arthur Avenue, and it's the coolest place ever.
It is. It really is.
It really is. Right. And if you see him, you know, just take a picture with him. He loves it. Don't even need to ask.
How many times did we get stopped when we were with Colin?
Often.
Yeah.
I have a theory, right? So he's famous all over the world. In America, it's worse. In New York, it's worse. In the Bronx, it's the second worst. You know where the first worst is?
Where?
Yankee Stadium.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Arthur Avenue is second worst. Yankee Stadium is the worst. It's pandemonium.
Because it's
condensed.
It's condensed. Ooh. They're all there.
Everyone is there.
So when I walk out, it's like...
That's cool.
You know what Italian men do to him, which is weird? No other race does this. Italian men will yell their own name back at him to show that they're also Italian, which is, you know, when you walk in and someone will go, hey, it's Sonny Montedesto, Sonny. And you're just like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And he'll be like, me too. And you're like,
that's crazy.
Cool, man. And they go, I met you in 1979 at the Limelight. You threw me out. And he'll be like, good to see you.
It's a small world.
Yeah. I don't remember him.
Yeah, and then I'll look at him and he'll be like, I have no idea who the fuck that was.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Dante, it's always great to have you on the show.
Yeah, we should do it again.
We should do it again.
I'll see you around.
I'll see you around.
I'll see you around the house.
Maybe next time you're back in New York.
Yeah, don't forget, Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale.
Something Bronx Tale related is coming.
We can't say what it is.
Here it comes. What is
it? All right, don't forget, I'll see you next Monday at 11 o'clock. Also, go to charlespalmentary.net. Check out my one-man show. Come and see it. Don't forget to go to my website, charlespalmentary.net.
.net.
Also, my restaurants, 30 West 46th Street in Manhattan, 265 Main Street in White Plains. Two great restaurants. You'll love them. Get my merchandise, and God bless you, and I'll see you next Monday.
See you next Monday.
And cut.